T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, I was thinking about you, Maxie, the other day when I saw this early yesterday morning about this person out on their morning run near the University of St. Thomas, and there was a young adult black bear that the jogger sighted over there on Mississippi River Boulevard near Goodrich Avenue, and I'm thinking, you of all people is a guy I would want to be running with because you know the outdoors, you know a lot about animals, and I'd say, okay, Maxie, what do we do? Do we run? Do we play dead? Do we scream?
Yep.
What do we do?
I just said, Dave, you just stay here. I'll run for help. You wait right here.
Oh, man. That would be quite a sight. Yeah, you really...
man, how fast do you have to be to outrun a bear? Faster than the slowest person that you're with.
Gosh, I mean, that's a little frightening when that happens. But, you know, and there's ways I know to tell if they're predatory. There's a way to tell if they're protecting their cubs. But either way, I don't know how we'd think in the spur of the moment when a bear comes after us. Now, I don't think the bear was chasing this person, but...
No, but it gets your attention. You can kind of see when you look at that landscape along the Mississippi how one could come in. You know, they could walk the shoreline almost, you know, infinitely there without ever realizing that they're in the city. And then all of a sudden they take a peek up. They say, boy, that smells good up there. What is that? Boy, there's plenty of garbage around here. That's going to be great. No other bears around. But boy, I would not expect to see a bear running along by St. Thomas along the river there.
I know you've spent time in the mountains of Colorado. Have you ever seen any bears as you're out there hiking?
I see. They don't have grizzlies, which is really good. You don't worry about that when you're out there. They do have mountain lions, so you know, there's a little concern there. You hear a few stories, and you never know how much of that's a rumor. And what you see is mule deer and occasionally elk, depending on where you're at. And you see a lot of fox for some reason out there, too, that are out there, depending on where you're at. But it's really, and because of the elevation, the other thing is that you worry about is rattlesnakes, but they don't get up that high, they tell me, once you get up to 8,000 feet, because you know, they only go so far up the mountain. So that's another thing that you worry about in some areas of mountains where you got rattlesnakes around, especially if you go down there in that Utah, Arizona range. But it's pretty pleasant up there. The mountain lion is the only thing, or the cougar, that you hear about. And like I said, you hear a few stories, but not much. But every once in a while, you know, you hear those stories, and you never really hear them vetted. But you, oh yeah, chase down this guy on his bike. And you're going, really? And you never really can, you know, you never hear it, but you hear about it all the time. You never can verify it, but you hear about it all the time. That kind of gets your attention.
You know, did I tell you about the bear spray and hammer?
No. Is he using bear spray now for cologne again?
Well, he has been, and it, obviously that's not working either. But I would say this. So Hammer had been out to the Yellowstone. He stopped at the Grand Tetons about a week before I did, and he was nice enough. He said, hey, I'll just give you my bear spray. I bought some because out there, Mike, in the Tetons in Yellowstone, they tell you need to have bear spray because the grizzlies are around that area, and just in case.
Yep.
So he comes over one night on a Friday night and brings it over to me, and it's so nice of Hammer to share it. And he says, I said, how does it work? And he said, I'll show you. Well, let's just test it out. I haven't tested it out yet. So Hammer, without spending a lot of time analyzing the wind direction, sprayed it, and the wind was blowing right back at both of us, and we spent the next 15 to 20 minutes coughing and crying. We couldn't talk. Hammer, is that true or not?
That is true.
Hammer's...
This did actually happen.
Oh, no. Well, you know it works, right?
There's no bear that's going to – I saw it was like 94% effective is what they say. But that's just for the most part if you just come upon those cubs and you scare somehow get in between the mother and the cubs. That's
well,
not good.
Absolutely. Yep. I had a guy on the radio that was walking down, and literally they came upon it, and he's from here, and they came around the corner, and a bear charged him, grizzly in Montana, and they jumped literally to their left was a 20-foot tree. And they jumped, went through the branches and landed. And that was their only, it was either that or take the bear on. And they didn't get hurt badly. They got down to the bottom and they told the ranger about it. And they said, boy, I can't believe that a bear would be, you startled her with her cubs, but I can't believe that they didn't hear you ahead of time because you were making noise and everything. And they said, well, we weren't making noise. We were trying to stay quiet. And he said, oh my, there's your problem.
Yeah.
He said, we didn't know.
I've seen the future, and it's spelled D-O-B-N-A-K.
How about that? Another great pitching performance by him last night, Randy Dobnik, and got him to where they need to go to get the win of the Eddie Rosario Grand Slam. But he is something. I remember last year during the end of the season when he was starting to, he finally got called up, et cetera, got his chance. And it was the night he was pitching one night at Target Field, and he was signing autographs. And he said, well, yeah, big deal. As you know, Dave, very seldomly do starting pitchers do anything except walk focused right to the bullpen and get ready to pitch. But he was just taking it all in, and I asked him about that later. He goes, I don't know if I'm going to come back here. I'm going to enjoy every minute that I got here, These people want my autograph, et cetera. And that's why, you kind of endear yourself to the kid because he grew up just a baseball junkie there in Pittsburgh, going to games and everything else. And so to see him have that kind of success is fun to see. But also you hope that maybe it's a little bit contagious here with the rotation, because if he can do it, others should be able to do it. And if they can get everybody healthy, he's going to stay in that rotation, though. You're not going to bump him out right now. He's the ace.
Yesterday they had the drawing for the lottery pick, and of course the Wild get number 9, and the Rangers, strangely enough, the Rangers got the number 1 pick. But
the Rangers,
just really, really weird how that happened. But what I would say is that, instead of getting mad and pouting about that like I did when it happened, is I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to pick any one of the Old Dutch products, and I'll have a winner. It doesn't matter if I get
You and I have done this before, the close your eyes deal, right?
Yeah.
Close your eyes, and you just grab one. And it doesn't matter which one, because you're going to be, you're happy with whatever it is. But that's a great way. Some people say, well, I get to a certain plateau in my chip life. Well, you want to spice up your chip life? Everybody talks about it, right? You've been doing this a long time now, and it seems kind of routine.
Sure.
You want to get out of the routine? Close your eyes, have somebody bring you to the aisle, and then just grab the first bag that you, and as soon as you feel it, and then open your eyes. And it's such a pleasant surprise, because it's amazing. I've had 3 different times where I've gotten flavors that I hadn't tried yet, Dave, and the mac and cheese was the latest. But you go, wow, I am so glad I did this, and you got to leave your comfort zone a little bit, but that's life, because you want to stay out of those routines and ruts.
And here's the beauty, Max, you and I have done that blindfold thing before. It's been people are looking at us like, what are those two guys doing? But now, chances are you'll have your regular mask on and probably another one in your pocket or your purse.
Yep.
So just put that over your eyes.
And boom, you're already built for it. People won't even know what you're doing. And you and I have been doing this for years. And obviously early on, there were a few issues. But it's so important. They talk about shelf life, the chip life. If you're going to be a committed chipper, hey, it's okay to have a lull once in a while and say, you know what, I got to do something to season this thing, to spice it up and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know quite what, because when you look at them all, it can be intimidating because there's so many great flavors to choose from, and then you get confused. So just close your eyes, put the mask on. I guarantee it'll get you out of that rut just like that.
When you're down and you're thinking, I need something just to spice things up, Max, you're exactly right. And if someone at the store comes over and says, can I ask you what you're doing? You say, you know what? I've been stuck in this rut like all of us have. It's been no fun. We're trying to, kind of sitting here and hibernating. And all of a sudden I thought, Mike and Dave said I could try the blind taste test with Old Dutch and just grab a pack. Now, you got to go up and pay for them. Don't forget that part. You can't just open a bag there and eat it. But bring it up to the counter and then surprise yourself and go, oh, man, I got the Old Dutch Ripple potato chips. I can't believe these gluten-free are here in my bag. And then you say, no, wait, it looks like we got the sour cream and dill kettle chips. Whatever you get, you're picking a winner-winner Old Dutch dinner.
And remember, some people say another way to do it is when you eat them. Some would say that they're not for... breakfast, but I would disagree.
Folks, go to the store. Pick up your Old Dutch product today. No matter what you get, it's going to be great. OldDutchFoods.com. Maxie, I'll talk to you in about an hour.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.